Greetings and salutations, fine people. I'm Patty Alvarez. Welcome to The Good Soul, a show where we'll have supercharged chats with everyday humans from all walks of life and unpack what in their story will inspire us all. We'll extract the untapped wisdom, distill it, and serve it up to you in all the right ways that will engage, enlighten, and most of all, inspire growth within your soul. I think people are awesome. So join me on this journey through the hearts and minds of ordinary people to uncover the good soul within you. This is The Good Soul. Hello, universe. Welcome to The Good Soul. This is episode 14. I'm Patty Alvarez, and we are talking optimizing our health through hormones and through the gut. So I'm lucky enough to have my friend Kimberly Flebby. Am I saying it correct?
Yes.
Yes. Yep. Kimberly Flebby next to me. I'll probably call her Kim throughout the interview because I'm a Jersey girl and we abbreviate everybody's name, but welcome to the Good Soul.
Thank you. I'm so happy to be here.
Good. I'm happy to have you. I'm really excited to talk about this because I feel like in the lobby, we have all these really great in-depth conversations from things like SpongeBob to, of course, hormone and gut health.
Yes.
And I feel like every other woman I talk to is either on a pellet or some sort of supplement. So what I do know is having balanced hormones is essential in overall good health, longevity, and overall vitality, right? That's pretty much 101.
Yeah.
And then I'm going to kind of let you in on what I know about our hormones, and then you could kind of come back and maybe fix anything that I missed. So what are hormones? Our hormones are the chemical messengers from our endocrine system, and they play an important role in regulating our bodily functions. Sound good so far?
Yes.
Good, good. Anything from moods to hunger levels, body temperature, you know, we know those hot flashes, fertility, heart rate, sleep, and libido. The best and easiest way is through nutrition, but we all know that you absolutely cannot out-supplement a bad diet, right? Just like
that
you can't. That's true, right?
Yep, 100%.
Yeah. And just like we always say in like the dieting world, you can never outrun your fork. I say and you can't out downward dog your fork
like
in
that.
The lobby. Well, it's true. A lot of us want kind of a quick fix. But before we get into, now I know I want to backtrack a little bit. I want to learn a little bit more about you. Let's establish some cred here. So you went through a series of career changes in your life.
I did.
Okay.
Yeah.
So let's start with where little Kimmy grew up.
I grew up in California.
Oh, okay.
Yep.
So where in California?
I was born in Santa Rosa till I was 16.
Near LA or San Francisco?
Yeah, Central. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
And my dad was involved with NASCAR, and that's what brought us over here to the East Coast when I was 16.
Okay.
So we did a move mid-high school.
Okay.
So, you know, that was an interesting time, but came here when I was 16, got through high school, and didn't really know what I wanted to do.
Mm-hmm. When did you graduate? What year?
2000.
So I can feel how old I am, everybody, because I feel...
2000.
Okay.
And ended up going to cosmetology school.
Okay.
I loved it. Did that for 10 years. Met my husband while I was working in cosmetology and just really started thinking about the future. Is this what I really want to do the rest of my life? I knew I wanted to have kids and all that. So,
three questions. Here, meaning the Mooresville area is where you moved with your family?
Huntersville. So,
Huntersville.
Yeah.
Okay. Yep. Second question is, what business did NASCAR have in California?
My dad grew up in the racing business. He did dirt bike racing ever since he was little.
Okay.
He was actually working with Kurt and Kyle Busch when they first got there.
They've been here. Yeah, they've been here. They're members.
Yeah.
So wait, but what specifically did he do? Because I feel like everything NASCAR related is here.
Yeah. So there's different. You know, like, so there's NASCAR, but then there's different levels.
Sure.
I don't know all the names of all
affiliates.
The,
you know, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, but he was doing crew chiefing, which is what brought him out here. So,
y'all made way out here. Okay.
Yeah.
And also, yes. And also, cosmetology. What was your specialty? Was it hair, everything?
Color.
color.
I was, yeah. Color was. So are kind you of looking my at jam.
My hair like, no. Can you tell it's Garnier?
Yeah. Color was, yeah, I loved color. I always partnered with someone that cut because I wasn't, not that I couldn't do it, I just didn't love it.
Oh, was it your thing? Yeah. Thing, so. Understood. It's like me color. Teaching deep stretch. It's just not what I'm here to do.
Yeah.
Okay. So you're here in Mooresville. You meet your husband while you're in cosmetology school.
Working in a salon.
Okay.
I did the couple that we met through. I did her hair. He played soccer with the boyfriend.
So oh, that's cute. Kind of how we okay.
met. Yeah. And about, I did that for about 10 years. And then I decided that I no longer wanted to pursue this. My mom's been in the financial world for about 23 years now.
Okay.
And I've always loved hearing how she helped her families and her clients.
Sure. So individual, like family planning?
Yeah, family. Okay. Yeah. More of like on the, it's interesting because it's, you know, what would you consider yourself, a financial advisor? And I always hated that word because I just felt like people would get their walls up when you would say that.
Yeah.
So I like more of the financial coaching side of things.
Okay.
And really it's more of an integrative approach to financial. But anyway, so I did that. I still hold my financial licenses. I still have clients in that realm. But after my third child is when things took a turn health-wise, which brought me into the integrative space.
Okay. One quick question. Have you ever heard of Ramit Sethi? He wrote a book called I Will Make You Rich. He has a special on Netflix. He's a really cute, probably 30-something, 40-something Indian guy. I really want to have him on the show because he's fantastic. I'm going to send you the information on his book because it changed my life. Really? Even at my age, 51, I read this book. I wish I read it when I was 21. Yeah. But anyway, I digress. That'll be a whole nother episode. So let's continue. So you became a financial planner.
Yep.
Okay.
And so still hold the licenses, but then after my third child was born, I got sick or unwell or, you know, things were just not good health-wise. Yeah.
Okay. So to frame this, at this point, you're how old when you have your first child?
30.
You're 30. Mm-hmm. So by the time you have your third child,
I was 35.
Okay.
36.
30. Okay. And this is when kind of
things started to take a total down cycle.
So what does that look like? What do you mean by that?
It was December 23rd, 2019. I was driving to my parents' house and I felt like I was sinking into a hole. That's how it all started.
Emotionally, physically?
Physically.
Okay.
It was the weirdest thing I'd ever experienced. No, like I was being just like pulled.
Okay.
Too. So that
anything
was
anything with your vision or was it more like a heaviness?
It was just
within?
Kind of like just the heaviness like of
did
sinking.
You have to pull over?
No, I kind of just got back and
you made
I was
it there.
Luckily just only a few houses away.
Kids in the car?
No.
Okay.
By myself.
Okay. Interesting.
Yeah. And so that's kind of what catapulted it. And then it became, insomnia, gastrointestinal issues, neurological issues. I was in the ER a few times with feelings of numbness on one side of my body thinking, so we thought stroke.
Okay.
So we'd go to the ER.
He has MS,
And just fatigue, like not even able to get out of bed.
Okay. We're going to hit pause.
Okay.
Okay. And I'm sure a lot of you can relate to this. So hold some good soul space, guys, because when we come back, we want to get into, of course, where you went from here, right? Yeah. How did you react?
Yeah.
And then from reacting, how did you become what you are? And can you tell me your official title at this
Integrative
point?
Health Practitioner.
Integrative Health Practitioner. Mm-hmm. So guys, words of the day lately, hormones, gut health, microbiome. We're going to get into all of it and more. So don't go away. We'll be back in a few. Hello, friend. Welcome back to The Good Soul. We are in episode 14 and we are talking optimizing health through hormones and through the gut. And I'm sitting here with my sweet friend and student of Good Soul Hot Yoga, Kim Flebby, Kimberly Flebby. So welcome back to segment two.
Thank you.
So where we left off in our last segment was Kim was talking about all of these random things that seem to happen to us women at middle age, and even some men too, mm-hmm. to a certain degree. Mm-hmm. We're talking in this segment more specifically what got Kim into her career, and also about hormone balance. So Kim, why don't you pick up where you left off? So you had all these symptoms and so forth, got tested.
Yeah, my daughter was 2 months old, had all these neurological symptoms happen, extreme fatigue, irritability, mood swings, it would just seem like all these symptoms were just piling on and on and on.
Sounds like me all the time. Normally. Yeah. I'm just kidding.
So I went to the doctor, got, blood work done, hormones tested. And at this point I didn't know what I know now, but everything was within range. Everything is normal. It must just be, you just had a third baby. I was actually homeschooling at the time as well, with my two other kids, actually homeschooling one was in, preschool and one little one at home.
Wow. Homeschooling. So, it's a brave endeavor, but that's a whole episode too. Yeah. I would love to.
Yeah.
Okay.
It was, went to the doctors, everything's normal. And I'm like, thinking to myself, but I don't feel okay. This isn't okay.
Yeah.
And it was, take this, we think you have some anxiety, maybe take this to help you sleep. And that just didn't sit well with me. I never filled the prescriptions. I never took them. I'm like, there's gotta be a better way. This is not how I want to live the rest of my life. I want to know why.
Mm-hmm. At this point, you're 38 years old.
At this point, I'm 38 years old.
Okay.
No. I had my third at 35.
Oh, I'm sorry.
So
yes,
she's
36.
She's 4 and a half now. So
okay,
but she was, this is probably January, February. So we're talking.
And was this pre-COVID, post-COVID?
COVID was just about to hit.
Okay, better yet.
Yeah.
Even add more to the pile.
Right,
my God.
So,
okay.
Yeah. And I ended up in the ER a few times because I thought I was having a stroke with some neurological symptoms on the right side of my face and my arm. And so, I'd called my doctor and they're like, we just go to the ER just to rule out anything, emergent. So I did that, got blood work there. CT scans were fine. Blood work's fine. Everything's fine. Go home, rest. So it's like, okay, but I still can't get out of bed in the morning. I'm looking back at how I felt then, and how I was with my kids, really, it scares me to even get those feelings again, because it was just, I was not who I am. I was not, that was not me.
Yeah.
It just completely was just a whole different, it was almost like an out of body experience.
Yeah.
And
it's not a dress rehearsal with your children.
No,
I mean, littlest and biggest things have such a huge impact on who they become and what they bring into the world.
Yeah.
So,
it wasn't until I came across integrative health and functional medicine that I found the root cause of what was going on.
How did you find it?
I did functional lab testing.
How did you get to that point?
I actually, got certified or going through the process myself. I wanted to learn what and why, because I thought, I don't want my kids to go through this.
So what was your first step in that? Did you just kind of Google integrative health or holistic alternatives or?
Yeah. I mean, I met with a few functional medicine doctors and then, I just thought why not learn this myself? And I don't know how I came across the Integrative Health Practitioner Institute. Mm-hmm. I mean, it obviously was through just research and reading about different programs out there. I looked at a lot of different things.
Right.
I listened to Dr. Cabral's podcast, and I felt like I connected with what he was saying and the things that he was teaching.
Right.
And
it's like something always bites you in the nose.
Yeah,
I have a certification from the Institute of Integrative Nutrition and just, they call it basically life coaching.
Yeah.
And I don't know what drew me to it, but, it's kind of similar.
Yeah.
We were opening a juice bar here and we still plan on doing it someday.
Yeah.
And, I needed some street cred. I'm like, well, what does she know about nutrition?
Right.
And that's why I got that degree. So I'm sorry.
Yeah.
So continue. So then, what did you learn about yourself at that point?
Well, through level one, we talk all about, we call it the de-stress protocol, which is something that is, I think, so overlooked when it comes to health, diet, exercise, stress reduction, toxin removal, emotional well-being, success mindset, science-backed supplements, functional lab testing.
Nutrition.
Yeah. And it was when I learned about, well, that also, because I realized how much I wasn't really, now I had three kids. So as a mom, I feel like we don't take enough time for ourselves. And I think that is one thing that, I mean, I didn't do that for years. And I make sure I make time for that.
It's paramount.
Because it's so important.
Yeah. So Kim, let me just ask you quickly. So did you get treated by a doctor first and then go, or did you simultaneously get treated and learn to do what
same,
you were doing?
Same.
Oh, okay, yeah. Cool.
So all I right. was learning and healing myself at the same time.
Oh my God, that's so beautiful. Yeah. Hooray! Yeah. Oh my God, high five.
Yeah.
That's really cool for you.
Yeah.
Okay, so continue.
So I did functional lab testing and I found that my gut was a wreck.
Okay.
My minerals were depleted. Okay. I was extremely just vitamin mineral depletion to like, I mean, low of the low.
Right.
Gut was a wreck. Parasites.
I think we all have parasites, correct?
Is that anybody that, that is, everyone has a parasite.
And the functional lab testing, so urine, saliva, poop, blood,
yeah,
everything.
And all at home, done in the house.
All done in the house. Is there a specific, because I know we had talked about, and we'll get to this a little bit later, but I had done the Dutch test.
Right.
Is there a name for the testing you did, or is it basically?
Yeah, I mean, it's stress, mood, and metabolism is like your hormone test. The hair tissue mineral analysis is what we test for your mineral and toxic heavy metals. The candida, the oats test will do the gut. And then the stool parasite test for parasites and other things.
So you're getting this testing. I know he's like, everything grosses him out. You're getting your testing. You're learning to do this for people. So how do you react to the results for your test?
I was mind blown. I was just, how did they not see this on, the 50 other tests that I did at the hospital? But they don't test for the things that we do. Like,
I wonder why.
That could be a whole,
I know. Is it a pharmaceutical thing?
I think there's a whole system in place for keeping us in, a healthcare system, but I think it's a sick care system because
it's a sick care
everything
system.
From our food to, you look at all the food colorings they put in food. It's just like,
Absolutely. Well, it's a psychological thing. I think a lot of times with the colors, with the food, which is disgustingly, it's a poor excuse for, So I agree with you that it is a system set up for, so do you start attacking through diet, through supplements?
For the first 2 months is strictly foundational work. The de-stress protocol, the diet, the exercise, the toxin removal. Right. I mean, cause a lot of times when I'm seeing clients, a lot of people think, or if they see someone on Instagram, like, oh, if you're low on energy here, take this. Or if you, can't sleep, take this. But a lot of times, Patty, there's something interfering with our body's natural ability to fall asleep, stay asleep, the energy and all that. And that can be, things in your home, cleaning products, things you're putting on your body, food you're eating, water you're drinking, air you're breathing. So there's a lot of things that
the Oreos. Yeah.
So there's a lot of things that we look at to remove from, so your body can do what it's meant to do. And that is, function optimally.
Right.
So,
it's a machine too.
So let me tell you what I've learned about hormones. Let's start talking about hormones and then we come back in the next segment. We'll pick back up on hormones and gut. So why is hormone health important? This is from your website. Mm-hmm. Feeling fatigued, wired, struggling with restless sleep and inability to shed weight, persistent brain fog. Does this resonate with you? Tired of hearing that your hormones are normal or being told that you're too young for hormone issues? Fed up with the notion that only birth control fixes hormones? You're not alone. You deserve more. There's hope waiting for you.
Yes.
I love that. Yes. I love that. So can you tell us a little bit about how hormones work? Like, what's the breakdown? And
I mean, our hormones are our communication in our body.
Right. Which we talked about, obviously.
In the beginning. I mean, sleep, metabolism, energy. I mean, everything is hormone related and everything is interconnected. So it all is supposed to work together. So when you have something that is off, it's almost like a domino effect.
Right. Right.
And the problem is, you know, we don't, things have been building up for a long time. And it's only when people start to have symptoms that they start to pay attention to it, when you could catch these things so early.
Right.
Right.
Okay.
So your symptoms is your body's way of saying help. Like there's something off here.
Yes.
Right. And we don't want to do the Band-Aid fixes. We need the root cause.
No, absolutely not. Yeah. Well, that's the root causes. And then I'm going to say it again, attacking them through diet versus just having somebody pop a pill.
Yeah.
Okay. So guys, listen, we are going to pick back up with hormones on, and then we're going to get a little bit more into gut health. So more to come. Stay with us and we'll get in again to hormones and the gut. Don't go away. We'll be back. Welcome back, dear sweet friend, to The Good Soul. We're on episode 14, and we are talking optimizing health through hormones and through the gut. And we're sitting here with Kim Lebby, who is helping me to understand this huge universe of information that can become quite overwhelming. So thank God there's people out there like you who can fill us in. And kind of, so we were talking about hormone testing and the different types of hormones. Mm-hmm. And I want you to pick up on this, like the puzzle analogy you gave me on the break, because that really spoke to me.
Yeah, I mean, testing hormones is all, I mean, I firmly believe in, but it's just such a small piece of the puzzle because there are so many things that can affect our hormones that are foundational. Toxins is, you know, our environment is so toxic today. And I mean, I even think back of like products I use, you know, growing up, and it's now knowing what I know now, I'm like, oh my gosh. So, but people just aren't educated about it. And, but it can have such an effect on your hormones. There's hormone disrupting chemicals. I mean, it can just wreak havoc in your body.
Sure.
And so, yeah, testing for hormones, and we want to see that portion of it, but we also want to work on the things that, because if you're not doing the foundational things, you know, if you're drinking toilet to tap water and you're using the toxic, you know, shampoo and conditioner and body wash and lotion and makeup and all that, we can work as hard as we can over here trying to address your hormone issue. But if these toxins are still getting in, it's not going to be a lasting result, if that makes sense.
Well, and it makes no sense whatsoever to continue to ingest things, right? To only turn around and say, well, I'm going to a hormone doctor because I'm tired and my libido is low and I'm stressed and I have hot flashes. Well, you know, it's hard, I think, for a lot of us, like your average Joe, because I am very brand loyal and I love my Dove cucumber mint deodorant and I don't want to use Tom's. No offense to anybody who uses Tom's. I want to use Colgate Total toothpaste. And it's hard. It's hard to break up with those brands. So can you speak to that and how you handle it when your clients say things like that to you?
I mean, one step at a time, right? Like,
I love it.
I'm not asking you to, I mean, because it can also be expensive, right? If you're looking at changing over all your personal products, all your cleaning products, all, you know, all that, it can be burdensome on the wallet. So one at a time, right? Like, let's look at your skincare. Okay. What can we swap out? Easy swaps, right? And it doesn't have to be, you don't have to get things that are super expensive. I mean, there's things I use Dr. Bronner's for all my cleaning. It's one bottle.
Sure.
And I dilute it different, you know,
we have them in the showers here. Yeah. I'm sure you know
and
that.
So,
we use lavender here.
Yeah. And so there's different, you know, ways that we look at to help with that part of it. But, I'm a firm believer with water as well. There's so many pharmaceuticals, toilet to tap. It's so funny cause we'll be out at a restaurant and I kind of, my whole family like laughs at me because I always ask if they have bottled water like glass, like.
But is bottled is bottled better than tap though? Because the bottles, they say, plastic. Sitting in the plastic.
I know.
While the particles get into the water from the plastic.
Yeah. So I do glass. Like aquapana or something.
Okay,
like
I love aquapana. I feel so fancy when I drink it too.
If they don't have that, I just don't drink anything while I'm eating, which is actually...
Will you have like a fountain drink or a juice or anything like that?
No. I won't, which actually is actually good not to drink during your meal anyway, which is another thing we talk about.
Really? Don't drink?
Yeah. You've never heard that?
Yeah.
Yeah, you're not supposed to drink during when you eat.
Yeah, I mean, that's eating hygiene, you know. But back to, so if you're putting all these toxins in your body, we can't, you know, it's just like, we call it the rain barrel. Your rain barrel's overflowing if you have symptoms. If your body is showing fatigue or indigestion or anything like that, your rain barrel is already full. So we need to empty the rain barrel. But if you keep putting the toxins in, we're never going to get, you know, it's like 2 steps forward, 5 steps back type of thing.
Of course. So. Makes perfect sense. I know. I say it all the time. You know, Manny loves to, I know this is like a little off because the dogs are dogs, but he loves to give the dogs his like last bite. And Murphy got pancreatitis and we got a lot better. And I give in his defense, I give the dogs people food. But I remember the doctor saying to me, and I remember somebody saying a version of this when I was keto back in the day, which was then called the Atkins diet.
Yeah.
Now I'm dating myself. It's probably older than you, but it's like putting a drop of food coloring in a big bowl of water. It is going to change the entire color. It's going to change. So you can't, it doesn't matter if I give Murphy a little piece of chicken versus a big piece of chicken.
Right.
It's going to have the same impact. So the same applies, I think. So, all right. So let me dial it back a little bit. So people come to you, they get tested, you get these results. Mm-hmm. And those results, while I understand, are part of a big puzzle. Those results are going to tell you what direction you need to go as a professional.
Yeah.
So you find out certain things. How do you decide, okay, we're going to make sure she's eating enough avocados or enough pomegranates, or we're going to give her supplements. How do you make those choices for your clients and for yourself?
Yeah. I mean, and it all depends on not only the testing, but what are their health goals, right? Do they want to lose weight? Do they need to maintain weight? Do they need to gain weight? Right. So all those things play a role. And how sick are they? You know, for me, when I was going through what I was going through, if you told me I had to go exercise 4 times a week, I mean, that was like, I mean, 'cause exercise is a stressor on the body. Right. Mm-hmm. But I couldn't even get out of bed, let alone tell me how to exercise. So, I mean, you know, it really just depends on the individual and
that with babies.
My body just pushed through.
Your mother, I'm assuming your family was probably very helpful.
Yeah. They didn't really know the extent of how sick I was. I wasn't one to be like, you know,
You're not dramatic.
Yeah. I kind of put this game face on, like, it's, you know.
Sure. I was reading today, fight or flight versus rest and digest. Yeah. And when you're in fight or flight mode, like your body doesn't know if you're being attacked by Voldemort or you're having an argument with your husband over the scratch in the car.
Yep.
And your body doesn't. And this is what he always says when we argue with his MS, I can't stress, which I could agree with him more.
Yeah.
Well, don't pee me off and I'm just joking. Anyway, but it's amazing to me that stress is so huge. Oh, that's my point.
Stress reduction. I mean, looking back at how I was when I was going through all that, I was in fight or flight 24 hours a day.
Yeah.
I mean, and
wow,
it's just, and to my, you know, defense, I don't think my body had a choice because I was so depleted in so many things that aid your body in getting in that parasympathetic rest and digest spot.
Right.
So,
stress
is, you know, a huge part of what we help our clients with because, I mean, I feel like today it's go, go, go. It's that microwave mentality, like results now. And, you know, we need to slow down.
I agree.
We need to take a breath and your healing journey is no different.
Yeah.
It is not a fixed in 24 hours.
Yeah.
It is a journey. I mean, it can take upwards of a year to get your, you know, adrenal health back, depending on how depleted it is.
What is adrenal health? Can you explain?
So when people talk to me about fatigue, I mean, that's a hormone.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right.
But fatigue, you know, I had extreme adrenal fatigue. I mean, they were just, it's your body's way to communicate about with energy.
And energy. Okay. Adrenal gland rings a bell to me.
Yeah. Like. Yeah. I mean, and all the hormones are connected. So, I mean, I shouldn't just single out adrenal fatigue, but I mean, stress, when you have certain levels elevated in your certain tests, then that tells me there's stress. Now, I have some people that are like, but I don't feel stress. But it could be stress from somewhere else. That could be a toxin in your body, a heavy metal, a parasite.
It's not necessarily mental. It's not necessarily mental. Okay, so I know you didn't want to get too into this, and I kind of agree with you. We don't want to lose you guys. But specific hormones, specific, can you name? Because we hear these buzzwords like
estrogen,
thyroid. And,
thyroid. I mean, so estrogen, progesterone, I mean, those are big players, but it's not just about what levels they're at, because it's the ratios too.
So those are sex hormones, right? Estrogen, progesterone.
Yep. And then you have like
cortisol.
That's a big one. Right. Now, so my cortisol was off, like completely up and down. Now that's a stress hormone.
Okay.
That's like, you could be just, you know, calm. And then all of a sudden, like, I don't know if you know of anybody that had panic attacks just for no reason.
Yeah, me. Cortisol. Back in my 20s. Okay. Absolutely.
So
I don't anymore.
Cortisol dysfunction.
Okay. And then another big word we hear a lot in the lobby, I always think of chastity, but so many people, is thyroid.
Thyroid, yes.
Thyroid.
And that thyroid is a downstream symptom from there's something else going on. So I like to look at the gut before I address the thyroid.
Okay.
Because a lot of times when you work on these foundational things and the gut, the hormones can fix themselves.
Okay.
Same
hey,
with
Kim,
the thyroid.
I couldn't have done that segue better if I tried. So more to come. So stay with us. As Kim said, when we return, we are talking gut balance and also a little bit on emotional well-being. So we will see you in 3 shakes of a lamb's tail. Don't go away. Welcome back, sweet friends, to The Good Soul. We are in episode 14, and we are talking hormones and gut health. So here we are with Kim, where we left off with talking about the gut. So I'm going to give you a little bit of a kind of the layman's version, because you have this very advanced mind on these topics, whereas I'm just speaking from street level. So what is your gut? Everything from your mouth to your colon. What is microbiome, right? I don't know. I'm excited to hear what you have to say about all of this. I know microbes, right, is a word. Mm-hmm. When we think of our gut health, we think of irregular bowels, gas, indigestion, but the gut is so foundational. So it's not just about burping and, you know, I'm not going to get gross here, but you know, it's not that. That the gut produces neurotransmitters, hormones that process nutrients that are responsible for our bodily functions. Hormones, the skin, they say the skin is the window to the gut, right? I like that. So talk to me a little bit about what we need to know about our guts and what we can do to make them better.
Yeah. So everything begins in the gut. So your gut health is probably anytime that there is any kind of puzzle piece in a client I'm working with, I always start with the gut because it's that important. Your gut is really the gateway. They say disease begins in the gut. And you can, you know, before you even start to have symptoms, there's things that you can catch. But there could be parasites. There could be bacteria, candida. Mm-hmm. So like a lot of people with skin issues, it's a candida overgrowth.
What is candida?
Yeast.
Okay.
Yeast infection.
What causes that?
I mean, stress. Stress can cause that.
Candida, yeast is not just for women, man. It's a man thing too. Oh, I thought you were saying, okay, like it's a girl thing. I'm
No. Okay. It's very much, very much can be a male thing too. Yeah. Yeah. But you know, your gut health is just so important. And a lot of people that I help have candida, yeast, bacteria, there's something going on in their gut. Leaky gut, I'm sure you've heard that term, right?
Of course.
So your gut, if you think of your gut as semi-permeable, right? Mm-hmm. So it's not sealed completely, but it's just semi-permeable.
We're like almost like mesh a little bit?
Yeah, think of like carpet fibers.
Okay.
Right?
Perfect.
Kind of. Great. And then leaky gut is when you're getting these bigger gaps. So toxins and different things, bacteria are able to seep through and get into your bloodstream.
Why do the gaps get bigger?
I mean, it could be from food sensitivities. It could be from stress. It could be from toxins. It could be from a slew of things. I mean,
okay. Could it be a biological stress, thing or could it be like out of your control or is it typically stuff?
I mean, it could be out of your control. I mean, you could be born with, you know, a toxic load that you could potentially have leaky gut when you're born. I mean, you see kids all the time that have eczema really bad.
Right.
And their doctors just prescribe steroids and different things like that. When I've seen, if you test their gut, you can see what's going on. Their beneficial bacteria is low. They've got overgrowth of candida or yeast or bacteria.
Right.
And we do want bacteria in our gut. We need that beneficial bacteria. Too much isn't good. Too little isn't good. Right. But then you have the bad bacteria that too much is bad. Right. And you want to make sure you eradicate those. So your gut, and then you heal and seal it.
Okay. So when I think of gut health, there's two words that come to my mind, probiotics and prebiotics. And I'm sure that probably 95% of the people who are watching this and listening think the same thing. So I go on to Amazon and I'm like, best prebiotic, best probiotic.
Yeah.
Talk to me about that. Is that wise?
No.
No. Okay. Yeah.
I have, you know, my thoughts on supplements. You want to make sure that you're getting one that's third party tested, non-toxic, because believe it or not, there's toxins in our supplements.
Believe it. I've heard that. Sure.
You don't want to buy your supplements where you buy your toilet paper. But pre and probiotic. Now that can be beneficial to someone and not beneficial to another. It really just depends on who is this person? What are they dealing with? Because, and some probiotics are dairy based, which some people can't.
Kefir.
Yeah. So,
yogurt.
Yeah. But some people can't handle that.
Yeah.
Right. And it really just depends on the state of their gut at the time. So maybe one that I would recommend for you would not necessarily be for the other person. So I think you just have to be very careful when you are choosing, you know, pro and pre and probiotic, but also any supplement for that matter.
Sure.
Because you could be doing more harm than good.
A lot of times.
Yeah.
Well, this is what I'm concluding too, because I always want, and we've talked about this, I talk about this with every guest, like, what is the listener and viewer going to walk away with understanding? And there is really no one stop shop approach. In other words, I can have 35 people into a Hot 26 class and they all have different needs, but somehow that sequence can serve everyone's need.
Right.
That is not the case with hormone and gut health.
It's really not.
No.
I mean, there's, you know, foundational stuff you can do, like make sure you're drinking filtered water. Make sure that you're, you know, for hormones, getting sunlight in your eyes first thing in the morning is super beneficial to your circadian rhythm. I mean, just different things like that.
You make me close the shades when I leave the house.
But when I get up, that's the first thing I do is
have that light right in
the sun. The sun comes up on that one side.
Okay.
Yeah. Maybe if they're having a lot of gut issues, bloating, things like that, not eating raw vegetables, cooking them a little bit to help with the breakdown. But as far as like taking a supplement, I'm not someone that says everyone should be on eventually a probiotic, but it depends on what type, right?
Mm-hmm.
But I'm not one to say, go get this, because it could cause more reaction than benefits.
Sure.
Depending on where you're at.
So as I said to you, like, I would love for every person listening, watching to call you for an appointment, but that's not the reality.
Right.
The reality is we have budgets and time constraints and so forth. So what do you suggest? I mean, I heard you say tap water, a great example, more fruits and vegetables. What else would you suggest?
Sleep.
Any books?
I mean,
sleep.
Yes. Sleep is huge in all aspects of our health. Making sure you're getting 7 to 9 hours of sleep. If you're waking up in the middle of the night, if you're not able to fall asleep, those are signs that you have maybe a deficiency, magnesium, different things. Mm-hmm. Some people just say take melatonin, different things like that. I'm not I mean, I think it's beneficial here and there, but
sure.
If you're having sleep trouble, we got to get to the root of why.
Yeah.
There's something going on.
Well,
but
the whole world is very much on like a gummy, which they work. Let's face it. You take a half a gummy, a quarter of gummy, you're out. That's for sure. That stuff works. But,
but books and podcasts, Stephen Cabral is his book called The Rain Barrel Effect.
Okay.
Is probably one of, I recommend everyone reading because it talks about how we get sick and when symptoms start to happen, what's going on and what can you do to help alleviate that.
Okay.
So
I
would
on that for my next book. Yeah. That's really exciting.
Yeah.
Okay. And in terms of like kind of a punch list for people, let's go down not only foods and beverages, but what about what can we do in our homes, what we can do to relieve stress, that sort of thing.
I mean, just going for a 20-minute walk first, I mean, and it doesn't have to be first thing in the morning, but if you're working in an office, take your sun break. You know, a lot of people take a smoke break, take your sun break, get 10 minutes in the sun. Yeah. I mean, your body needs it and you can feel a difference. You know, if your products, get the EWG app, the Environmental Working Group app, you can scan and it's a little, you know, I mean, you'll be surprised.
It's upsetting.
But if you start scanning stuff in your house, it'll tell you, you know, the toxins are in it. It's called the EWG.
EWG. My sister's big on yucca. I'm sure you've heard of yucca.
Yep.
I'm like, what do you mean I can't drink vitamin water? God damn it. Like, really?
Yeah.
Like, it's really upsetting.
And I think, you know, the other thing is don't strive to be perfect.
Yes.
Right. Because you still need to live your life. It's not going to be perfect.
It's
my kids.
Stressful,
and, you know, that can be a stressor when you're trying to be perfect and do all the right things. You can actually create more stress on your body.
Right.
My kids still eat cupcakes and they have the, I mean, it's just, it's, you know, you still need to live.
Yeah.
So I go by the 80-20 rule, right?
I love the
80%
rule.
Of the time. Do your best and then live the other 20% and have fun. And
sound words, Kim.
Yes.
We need to go. We moved into a new house and like the living's easy and we're so happy that I think we're going by the 20-80 rule lately.
Yeah. Hey, you know what?
That's all right. I'm just kidding. I know we did.
But
yeah.
You know what? Sometimes maybe you need the 20-80 rule for
I know.
Weekend.
Well, we did for our sanity. We just built a house, which so no, and we are rediscovering one another. It's wonderful. We're empty nesters. It's great. So there's other, okay. So let's talk about how you can, help people. Let's talk about the name of your business first is what?
Integrative Wellness Solutions.
Okay. And you have a website, which is
KimberlyFlebby.com.
Kimberly. And we're going to have all of this on in the show notes, underneath on both Apple and Spotify and YouTube. So KimberlyFlebby.com. We can find you at wellness@KimberlyFlebby.com. If anybody has any questions, that's Kimberly, spelled the traditional way, FLEBBE.
Yep.
Instagram at Kimberly Flebby.
Yeah.
Correct.
Yeah.
We can do a quick, I think, 20-minute call with you to start.
Free health strategy call. Yep. 20 minutes. Yep.
And for our listeners today, Kim is throwing out a special. It will be 50% off your initial consult fee.
Yep.
And if you fall in love and want to stay, it'll be 30% off your 6-month
coaching program.
Well, sign me up. I'm telling you right now, Manny and I are in for
life-changing.
It's life-changing. Yeah. Well, I believe it. Yeah. This could have been 8 episodes. I'm like, I still have so many questions. And
100%,
I know. Well, especially in this case. But guys, listen, just keep following up. Take care of you. Like Kim said, you are the most important. What can we give to the world if we don't have our own sanity? So, all right. Thank you, Kim, Thank you, Manny, baby, my love, for being here, for backup. Thank you, viewers and listeners. We love you. Remember, if you cannot be kind, be quiet. Keep coming back. 105.9 FM, Saturday mornings, 9 to 10, are on all your favorite platforms. We love you. Now go be great, and we'll see y'all next week. Peace.